Bruno and Boots' European Vacation. A McDonald Hall fanfic written by Scintilla 10. Read by
Applejuice as Boots.
And Fish Patrol as Bruno. "This would have been easier if you'd just let me stow away in your bags," Bruno muttered. They'd barely made it to the airport in time, and Bruno's bag was suspiciously light.
"When did you pack?" Boots said in exasperation.
"This morning," Bruno said. "It's only 6 weeks. Plus, it's Europe. I'm sure I'd rather buy things there than bring my own crappy t-shirts." Bruno was outraged by the price of a pair of socks in London. "If it wasn't raining, I'd be going barefoot in protest," he said.
"That would sure show them," Boots remarked.
"Maybe I will anyway. I'll even go barefoot in Westminster Abbey."
"No, you won't. You'll just get cold and steal my socks."
"Well, you brought like 40 pairs. You'll hardly miss them." "I don't know what his problem was," Bruno said the next day.
"You were talking about parachuting off the Tower of London with your towel. He was concerned for public safety."
"Well, he didn't need to be so rude about it," Bruno said with dignity.
"This is the life," Boots said in the south of France.
Bruno glanced over from the lounge chair next to him. "I think you might be getting a sunburn," he said.
Boots sat up to industriously slather himself with sunscreen. When he looked back over, Bruno was staring at him, his eyes invisible behind his sunglasses. Boots offered him the bottle.
No, that's all right," Bruno said, settling back down on his chair. "I don't burn." "Ow, ow, ow," Bruno said when they stepped off the train in Barcelona.
Boots tried not to look smug. Boots looked over Bruno's shoulder to see what he was writing. "Dear Mom and Dad, wish you were here," he said in disbelief. "That's it?"
"It's succinct," Bruno said, busily affixing a stamp to the postcard. "And a classic."
"Well, I hope it's also a lie," Boots said. "Unless, during the gondola ride we took last night, you were thinking that the only thing that would make it better would be to have your parents snapping pictures from the other seat."
"I definitely wasn't," Bruno said vehemently.
In Rome, well, it was probably best not to mention Rome. Suffice it to say, the Pope would never invite Bruno Walton back to Vatican City.
"Another museum?" Bruno said, pathetically, when they were in Prague. "Haven't you got tired of looking at boring old stuff yet?"
"This is history, Bruno," Boots said. "When are we ever going to get the chance to see this again?"
"When it goes on tour and comes to the ROM," Bruno said practically, but he followed Boots in anyway. In Berlin, Bruno finally bought a new t-shirt.
"Thank God," Boots muttered.
Bruno also bought a t-shirt for Boots. "'Cause I thought you might like it," he said.
In Paris, they sat on the steps of the Montmartre and ate ice cream while the sun went down.
"Did you know," Bruno said, clearing his throat, "that they call Paris the City of Love?"
"Bruno, everybody knows that," Boots said.
Bruno looked so discouraged that Boots laughed and leaned over to kiss him, sticky ice cream face and all. Back in the Toronto airport again, Bruno said, "Wow, home sweet home. It's good to be back on good solid Canadian soil, huh?"
Boots grinned at him and slung an arm around his shoulder. "It sure is," he said. The end.